Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I just want to know, for the records, are you a Shador hater or are you a Shador apologist? Because we have further proof that the Shador discourse is tearing apart this city. Cleveland sports dads, the Midday Boys. We used to call them Cleveland talking heads. I don't know when we stopped that or why we stopped
that. We wait any longer, they're going to be Cleveland sports granddads.
That was Jonathan Peterlin that said that, Andy.
What? And, they'd be so blessed. They'd be so blessed. Their kids are getting older. It's a great. I think you wait all life to become a grandpa. Do you not?
You keep selling. I don't know they're buying, but you keep selling.
Yeah, it happens.
These things. Occupational hazard.
It comes with the territory.
Now, Cleveland sports grandpas were fighting today over Shador Sanders and whether or not he gave them a chance to win this last Sunday.
He gave you the opportunity to go, oh my God, he's got a chance. That's all I'm asking for.
He was 2 of 7 on the final drive.
I don't care. What I care about is...
I know. I think you're misguided on this.
I think you're wrong.
So,
okay.
There you go.
Okay, well, then we're even on that.
Not much more we can say about
that
one.
Do I think he's a great quarterback? I don't know. He's only played two quarters.
I just think your thought process is completely off on this.
I think you're totally wrong when a guy has a chance to put the ball in the end zone and they have a chance to score. Really matter what happened.
But you're patting him on the back like he accomplished
Should I accomplish squat? What are you talking about?
One of the most historically bad debuts in NFL history.
Did the Browns have a chance to win? That's all I'm asking.
No.
Did they? You're wrong.
They didn't make a big play.
If you guys haven't seen the full videos, there are multiple ones up there on 92.3 The Fan.
Phelps is red as a tomato can.
He was. He really was.
Genuinely mad. We've known Phelps for so long, and you can tell, you know when he's mad. He was genuinely mad.
It's funny because, and this is, these are the best fights that you have on radio because there's a kernel of truth in what both guys are saying. And I can see if you agree with either side. I actually happen to agree with both. Like, I think Shador was really bad on Sunday. I don't think any of us I have not heard one person actually say, I played great, right? I haven't heard one person say.
How could you?
Yes, but.
You can't.
I also think, like, the fan in play alone gave you a chance to get back into that game. That's a huge throw.
That last drive was competitive in many ways, as it was. The moment that you make that throw to Larvidan in the corner, that solidifies the idea that, yes, I agree with Baskin on that. You had a chance to score. In that moment, you had a chance to score.
Well, and I think both things being true does matter.
You hate saying it, but it's okay.
Well, just because we all say it so much and, you know.
Yeah, but I feel like we don't say it as much. Now, ever since you made that declarative statement on it, I feel like we haven't been saying it.
But I do, like...
But both can be true.
I think at the heart of their conversation is the point that I've tried to make where it's like, guys, I think this game, unless he throws for 300 yards and 4 touchdowns and they win by 2 tutties, or he throws for 100 yards, gets sacked 7 times, 3, 4, 5 turnovers, unless he goes full Peterman or...
Nathan Peterman.
I'm not making an old Peterlin joke. Or full Pat Mahomes. I think we're just going to be having the same fights on Monday.
Yeah, probably, but at least we'll have more to go off of. Like, I feel better about it once we take on a bad Raiders team. And the end result might just end up being you have a really bad offensive line. And I went back and I watched our buddy Chase Daniel. I don't know.
Our VP
no,
of programming?
No, Chase Daniels. Chase Daniels.
Oh, Diana.
Diana.
Diana. Diana, what are we doing?
First off, I think I might like Chase Daniels.
Jonathan, what are we doing?
Not since Missouri have I liked Chase Daniels, okay? And I was even like, might be a good guest for this week. Everyone's hot on Chase Daniels right now. Might be a good idea.
What do you like about him, Jonathan?
His breakdown. Did you watch his breakdown at all? He had like a 20-minute breakdown of every throw that Shador made, and he went into great detail on it. And yes, did it make someone like myself feel better about the situation? Yes, it did. But he pointed out all the different ways that our wide receivers let Shador down, all the different ways. Jerome Ford, even in just picking up basically just anybody that was coming anywhere close to Shador, it felt like every other play, Jerome Ford, who's supposed to be good at protection, was just diving out of the way to not block that player. And there were so many ways that this can get cleaned up, but maybe, just maybe, with the wide receivers that Chase kept pointing out running the wrong routes, and how at times you'd have bunches, you'd have three different wide receivers all in the same area doing absolutely nothing to help out Shador. Maybe, just maybe, nobody could have overcome this. And maybe that's the conclusion we have to get to when this is all said and done.
How does that make you feel better?
It's not how this works. Well, it's just not how this works. And so, there's the context that will always be missed in the Shador discussion, when it's not me and you have 5 days a week to figure it out, is going to be the idea that you have one of the worst offensive lines. You got wide receivers that aren't helping out anything. And even in that game, had a million different points that we can reference to where they did not help him out at all. You have penalties that erased the one first down completely in that first drive. And it just feels like, it feels like that's not good enough for people, because people don't want the context attached to it. But I think the context is going to be important in the big picture.
Well, but I do think even there, I continue to hear this conversation about, well, how much does 1 week of practice make? And it's like, well, if you're setting the kid up to look like a completely different quarterback, that's not fair, right? Again, when Dylan came in, we set our expectations low. Be better than Joe Flacco. Be functional.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. And for that Minnesota game, they were functional. Quinshon Judkins had a good game. They did some good stuff, even though Dylan didn't pass the ball down the field. It's really been since the Pittsburgh game on that it's just been, I don't know what anyone sees in this kid, right?
Sure, yeah, sure.
But as soon as the NFL gets tape on him, all of a sudden it looks different.
So it's funny.
I don't expect Shador to look night and day different. I expect him to look tangibly better, or marginally better.
Well, but that's funny how that's part of the test for people, where it's don't run backwards, essentially, and then people will be pleased. It's interesting how that works. I brought up Justin Herbert a lot this week, but I think it's bare repeating. Slater and Alt are out, and then he throws for 80 yards, and everyone's like, well, it's not his fault. He doesn't have an offensive line. Mm-hmm. But did he look like he had a clue? And throughout his entire time when he's lacked an offensive line, it's did he look like he had a clue? 80-yard game, pretty bad game, all things considered, by Justin Herbert. But he looks the part, and I feel like for a lot of people, that's where maybe Sunday left him a little less than satisfied with Shador, is that he had too many of those mistakes, where even with a bad offensive line, he didn't necessarily look the part. And so how much of Sunday is the production versus him just looking like he belongs, looking like an NFL quarterback should? I think that part is really interesting as well.
I think for people who have already decided this kid is a hype, or this kid is this, that, the other, or who are still displeased that he didn't kowtow to every team in the NFL in his pre-draft process, whatever it is that they're against, it's not enough to have a good stat line. It really isn't. I think he's going to have to, if that kid even has one back to the defense kind of moment, they're going to point to that.
I know, which is amazing, because Caleb Williams spent his whole first season doing that, and nobody brings it up. It's one of those things where this is his story. Part of his story, Nick, is the idea he doesn't get the same passes as everybody else. He doesn't get treated the same way as everybody else. And so Shador knows that, and I think he understands that. And going into this week, I think he's got, here's where we always talked about how he wouldn't have pressure, because his whole life has been pressure. How you don't have a mountain of pressure on yourself, understanding that this game right here, this Raiders game, might be your only legitimate chance to show people what you can do. And if you fall short of that, I mean, it might take you years to recover from that. Whereas other people, it wouldn't be the end all be all.
Well, those other people are also first round picks. That is the what I think is a fair rebuttal to the idea.
For sure, there's more invested on these other teams. I understand that. I get that. But it still is into the discussion that Shador, because of the fifth round, because of everything attached to the fifth round, and then obviously the other circumstances, he doesn't have the same luxuries as other people. He doesn't have the same luxury as other quarterbacks. And that's, again, this is all, I'm not saying this is even something that that necessarily is a big problem within himself or anything like that. He didn't cause a lot of this. But the reality is, and his reality is that he doesn't have a long runway like some other players do. And it will take years to rewrite this if Sunday goes bad.
216-474-0092. Does Shador get credit for putting the Browns in a position to win or tie the game on Sunday? Or does what matter more, the stat line and how bad, quote unquote, it looked? I do love our midday show getting in on this. Ben in Garfield Heights, real quick. I need you to acknowledge, are you a Shahater or are you a Shah-supporter?
I'm a Shahater. I'm sorry, guys. He looked like he was playing backyard football out there. And if you looked at his eyes, that kid looked scared. I felt bad for him. It's clear he has no clue what is going on, but I do have a solution.
All those flavors, and you choose salty.
I'm sorry, guys, but I really think this kid needs to go to a team that's got a really good quarterback situation, such as Kansas City or Baltimore, learn there for a couple of years, get comfortable in offense. As of right now, with the way he looked, not only Sunday, but in the preseason against the Rams, he has no clue what's going on out there. That was nothing but playground football.
Did you like the week before in the preseason, that game?
I acknowledge he played pretty well there, but I think, like you guys have said, defensive coordinators picked up on what he was doing and his tendencies, and he just has looked like just deer in the headlights the last two times we've seen him. This is not the right team for him. He may turn out to be great, but they cannot bring him back because this is not going to get any better while he's here. He needs to learn under a bona fide quarterback for a couple of years. There's no doubt in my mind that on Sunday, this kid's going to be running for his life.
Ben, we appreciate your honesty. We appreciate
the call. Thank you, Ben.
It was one half of football.
That's all.
With no once. Again, I'm not expecting him to look like Warren Moon circa 1987 on Sunday, but I'm also like, should you expect him to look at least a modicum better than what
he's
he looked
got,
like?
Well, he's got to. He's going to look better than you would imagine. If he doesn't, then
there's your answer.
There's your answer. But the point is that Shador himself talked about it, and Shador himself today said how he felt basically, I'm paraphrasing, but the game was really fast in the very, very beginning, and then he watched, and he felt as comfortable as he's ever felt in the latter parts, in the late part of the game, in the part of the game where, by the way, we all collectively thought that he looked a lot better and got more comfortable. I think there's a lot of the NFL that you can't prepare yourself for, and yeah, did it take him a quarter and a half to go ahead and maybe get used to how fast it was and how much faster it is than, let's say, the scout team? Yeah, it did. And then he told you. He looked his best. He thought he felt his best. And the confidence that he exuded afterwards tells me it's not going to be a problem.
All right, I'm making the list. I'm checking it twice. Haters, Ben in Garfield. Not number one hater, literally.
Well, he's the number one hater.
But he's the first person to say it on record. He is a Shahater. Shah supporters, again, you've got multiple ways of getting to us. Let us know. Nick Wilson says at Jay Peterlin on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube chat. So when we talk on Monday, I want to have a definitive list here of people who have shown their allegiances so we can keep this straight. If he plays poorly or if he plays well, 216-474-0092. Does Shador get credit for putting the Browns in a position to win this last Sunday? And Shador has a message for Browns fans. You're going to hear that in about 5 minutes to start on Quick Hits on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.